Hello, friends. Thank you so much for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit as we continue in our study in the book of Habakkuk. We're coming to the end of chapter number 2, so if you can find your place there in chapter number 2, that would be wonderful. Well, our heart's desire and prayer is, as we study the book of Habakkuk, our hearts be stirred to seek the face of God for revival. Habakkuk was a man with a burden, and a burden for God to do a work in his country. The problem was, is the southern tribe of Judah was in sin and iniquity, and God was going to judge them. He prays in chapter 3, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. In wrath, remember mercy. He still was praying for revival in the midst of all of us, in the midst of all the darkness. You know, that reminds me of America, doesn't it? In the midst of the darkness from sin, we need to continue to seek the face of God for revival and continue to keep our joy. He said in verse 18 of chapter 3, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And I want to be a man like Habakkuk. I hope that you desire to be a man like Habakkuk that wrestles with God. And that's what we find him doing, just struggling and wrestling with God. And, you know, sometimes it's that way, isn't it? Whether it be with family or whether it be in the church or ministry, whether it be struggling with God for the condition of our country, prayer is a fight. You'll wear yourself out praying. Yeah. But that's why not everybody's doing it. Because it's the fight, it's the struggle. And Habakkuk was a wrestler for God. But when you come here to chapter number 2, God is describing to Habakkuk and letting Habakkuk know these wicked Chaldeans that are going to come down to judge your people, they've got judgment coming to them. And we've studied the five woes, but I want to study the last one a little bit more. And that's in verse 19, and we'll study verse 19 and verse 20, and then we'll dive into chapter 3. Woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, and to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it's laid over with gold and silver, and there's no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. The earth shall keep silence before him. Calling on gods that can't answer. There's so many people that call upon gods that cannot answer. That's so sad. America has become a garden of strange gods. America is a mission field. America is stooped in idolatry. We are becoming increasingly aware of this. Our land is filled with strange gods. It has been reported that as many as 800 non-conventional religions are being practiced in America today. We've moved from an age of materialistic gain into an age of mysticism. The materialism of the West has been met by the mysticism of the East. It doesn't matter if you're in the Bible Belt or in California. Oh my, strange gods are among us. Open up one of your eyes, and you'll find strange gods, idols, literally, touch them in people's yards and in people's cars. They're calling upon gods that cannot answer. They're saying, awake and arise. They're saying it's going to teach us. Oh, it's so sad, isn't it? I consider this and my heart is moved. My mind goes to the times when I've been around people that worship false gods. Saw it go on and how hopeless they were. They're calling on gods that cannot answer. So sad to see that, isn't it? There's a test of devotion I want us to talk about real quick. Where are their gods? Can they do anything? Can they provide for them? Can their gods answer prayers? What can their gods do for them? What can their idols do for them? As Christians, we know our God is devoted to us. Our God is faithful to us. There's the test of delight. You know, we delight in our God. God says to delight in Him, and He'll give thee the desires of thine heart. The only way some people are happy is if the world satisfies them. But Jesus is the only one that satisfies. That idol and that piece of wood and image or whatever it is doesn't satisfy. Not only the test of devotion and delight, what about the test of dependence? The test of dependence. Are those idols dependable? No, they don't have anything to stand on. Jesus Christ is the solid rock on which we place all of our confidence upon. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. If we're trusting in anything outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's an idol. How about the test of decision? What have you decided? What have you made up? What in your mind, what have you decided to follow, to go after? Say, I don't know. No, you do know. You're following something right now. You're going after somebody or something. You might be following some course of religion, some path of religion, hoping that will take you to heaven. You might be following some leader, some hero of some cult or some church organization. They're not going to get you to heaven. Pope doesn't get anybody to heaven. A priest doesn't get anybody to heaven. And a preacher doesn't get anybody to heaven. Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen from the dead takes a man to glory. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Where's your decision at? How about the test of destiny? So what do you mean the test of destiny? Where are you going to end up one day? Where are you going to end up one day? People are calling on gods and calling on things that can't answer. What are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to going to heaven? Are you looking forward to Jesus coming back? Haven't thought of it. Are you looking forward to heaven? My destiny's settled. My destiny's heaven. My destiny is Jesus Christ. My destiny, I'm going to be like Him. I mean, I'm dependent on Him and He's faithful. He's already made His commitment to me. He set His love on me. And He has on you as well. You just got to trust Him. Where are you going to be one day when it's all over? When you die? Oh, stop it, preacher. Where are you going to be when you die? Heaven or hell? Oh, stop it, preacher. No, I'm here to tell you. If you could see my bony finger right now, it's a swinging. Where are you going to spend eternity? Where's your destiny? You're either worshiping Jesus or you're calling on other gods that cannot answer. One day you're going to stand before the Lord. Just like you've got an appointment with somebody this week, you've got an appointment with Jesus. It's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. You've got a destiny. Where's it going to be? Day will come. It's going to happen. Friend, let me tell you, I hope you understand. I hope you understand clearly that you will stand before your Creator, Jesus Christ, and shall give an account before Him. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. But if you don't bow your knee on this earth and your tongue confess on this earth, you'll spend eternity in the devil's hell. He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But if you came to Him by faith and repentance, saying, I'm a sinner and you are the Savior, I believe that you are the Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Where's your destiny? Are you calling on gods that cannot answer? Are you trusting in things that cannot perform? Why don't you call right now on the name of the Lord and you can be saved? Why don't you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you can be saved? No, I think I'll wait. I wouldn't wait. Today is the day of salvation. Do business with God. pull the car off to the side, stop what you're doing around the yard and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and rejoice that your name's written in heaven. Do it right now. Don't delay. Dear Heavenly Father, if there be anybody that your Holy Spirit is convicting, Lord, I pray they'd call upon you for salvation before it's everlastingly too late. Save the soul that's nearest to hell. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day. If God's working in your heart, do business with Him. We love you. God bless you.